Hello and welcome to the Raising Kellen podcast. My name is Marsh Naidu. Today is March the 25th and Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day. Kellen and I are joined by our longtime friends Dana and Levi Kramer, as well as Drake Box. Join us for this annual meetup. Grab that cup of coffee, put your feet up, and get ready for some awesome conversation. You are looking every day more and more like Dana.
Dana,
he's the chip off the old block.
Dana.
Hi, Kellen.
This is my first podcast.
We're so excited that you're here.
Tell him, say, Kellen's going to be
It's going to be good, Kellen. It's going to be fun.
I'm eating ice cream.
Nice.
Where are we all going?
Home.
Yeah, we're on our way home. We're stuck in traffic.
Where did y'all come from?
Physical therapy.
How's everything going with that, Levi?
Good. I'm improving by the day.
What did you think of the new thing they tried? Did you like it?
Oh, the thing they did with like the E-stem?
Uh-huh. The thing that Miss Cindy did on your spine.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
We didn't get to do a full session because we ended up having to change therapists with scheduling and stuff.
Got you, huh?
So during intensive therapy, she's gonna do it coming up in July. So she's going to do it for the whole 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, my boy is Drake.
Here comes a big bro. There's Drake.
Drake.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up, Kellen? What's up, Levi, Dana? How y'all doing?
Oh,
hey.
We are here for our annual meetup podcast.
I love it. So, Drake, let us know what's going on with you.
So, Drake, this is my first podcast.
I got you. Well, I've recently started my first job in the public relations field at our local college here in Dyersburg, at Dyersburg State. So I'm kind of acclimating to that and getting used to the work-life balance and just, you know, figuring everything out as I go, enjoying every step of the way.
Nice.
It's a big adjustment, but I'm enjoying it. And, I think one of my favorite things so far is just having my coworkers around. You know, they've been a big help, and you know, they welcomed me with open arms. We went out to a welcome to the department lunch the other day, had some good Mexican food, so I'm enjoying it.
Well, good for you, Drake.
Good for you.
That is exciting, Drake. We're so proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all very much. Y'all helped me get to this point, and couldn't have done it without y'all, that's for sure.
Hi, guys. So this is my fourth podcast, so I'm raising Kellen.
Tell him what's going on with you, Kellen.
I'm 11 years old, and I have cerebral palsy, quite just help me walk.
Uh-huh.
And I have about to be in sixth grade.
We are about to be in sixth grade, guys.
The middle school. That's
the middle
exciting.
School level up. The middle school step.
What grade is Levi in?
I'm in seventh grade.
So you're going to be, Levi's going to be going to high school. Our eighth graders go to high school, but they're still in middle school, but it's integrated with the high school. It's kind of crazy. Are you excited, Levi?
Yeah, I'm really excited. But like, it feels like I wasn't even at the middle school for that long because I was only there for 2 years. It's like, I'm already moving.
So, does your middle school go 6th, 7th, 8th, and then high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but our middle school is too small for a 3rd grade, so we go over to the high school for 8th grade.
Oh, it's Sweet.
Okay, listen, can we go back to Drake for a second? I know you've got some other bigger news that happened this year.
Oh.
can we please get a shout out on that one?
Are you talking about... I'm lost.
Hello, your girl. You're engaged.
Oh, see, that was in December, though. That was technically last year.
We haven't talked in a year, bro. We haven't talked. Like, this is our annual meetup.
I got you. Yeah. I'm engaged now.
Big thing.
It's crazy. It was cold. I was nervous, but it went over well. She didn't say no, so that's all.
Shout out to you, girl.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Rebecca. Love her.
That's awesome.
Y'all have to come to the wedding. We're planning it for June 15th of next year.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, we'll try and come if we can.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
No doubt.
Oh, I'm going to Gatlinburg.
I love Gatlinburg.
For spring break.
That's going to be fun, dude.
I'll be in the same state as y'all for once.
Yeah, you'll be like 8 hours away from us, I think. I think that's how long it takes to get to Gatlinburg.
Dang.
Six or eight, somewhere in that range.
I was like, maybe it'll be close so we can go see them. Nope. Eight hours.
When's your spring break?
We on spring break this week here in Dyersburg. This is our spring break week.
We have spring break at the start of April, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so that's awesome, man. I love Gatlinburg. Our most recent vacation was to Gatlinburg, and we stayed at like a little lodge with a brook, and we went on the Skyrise Bridge and all that good stuff. I don't do heights, so I wasn't really too keen on that, but Rebecca enjoyed it.
Did you walk across the bridge that had the glass?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I made the mistake of looking down, too. Don't do that if you're scared of heights.
I felt like I was in Squid Games. It was so scary.
So how's your therapy going, Levi?
It's going good. I'm making progress day by day. I'm trying to transfer to using my cane at school.
What are you using right now, a walker?
Yeah, but I'm using my cane at home, so now we're trying to use the cane at school more.
I got you. Well, you just got to make, like you said, progress day by day. And it's a slow process, but it's rewarding once you get to your end goal, you know?
Very rewarding.
Okay.
Nice.
So my school is Dyersburg Intermediate School. And I go to intervention to help me with reading.
Nice. That's cool.
I heard you did you already have your meeting with that you said was coming up a few days ago? How'd that go, Kellen?
Mom, did I already have our meeting?
When we go back to school, it's just going to be like an introduction to what middle school would be like. So figuring out the logistics of like drop-off, pick-up, classwork, and stuff like that, curriculum. So... yeah, it's kind of a big move, isn't it, Kellen? Are you excited about it, or what's the story?
Yeah, myself is gonna be Mr. LaMarcus maybe, but we don't know about that yet. It might be him or somebody else, but we don't know. We have to find out when you go to middle school.
Miss Dina Howell is Kellen's paraprofessional.
My sub used to be Mr. LA.
Mr. LA is your sub, and. So she's likely going to be moving with Kellen to the middle school. So, navigate that.
Kellen, are you excited for middle school?
Yeah, do you mind if I talk about my classes a little bit?
No.
About your classes?
Yes.
Go ahead, dude.
I've already talked about
it. Take it.
So, when I go to intervention, I go to discovery, and then... I go on to Miss Tina Hoag's, and then lunch, and then recess, and then I go to Miss Lauren Mathis.
What's your favorite part
lunch
of the day?
That's my best favorite.
Yeah. You have recess in middle school? That's lucky.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't have recess anymore, do you, Levi?
No.
My recess is my 1 hour lunch break.
You get one hour for lunch?
Oh, lunch.
My recess is when all the kids are asleep at night.
Leva, yeah. What's your favorite subjects? What are you kind of getting into as far as like your favorites?
I like math and computer science.
I absolutely hated math. I don't know how you do it, man. You might have to tutor me.
He has 104 in math.
I used to. I don't anymore. I have like a 99.
Oh man. A 99. That's like saying I don't have an A++ anymore. I have an A+.
I lost my plus.
That's a good job, man. Hey, as long as you find something that you're passionate about, that's what matters.
Yeah. I just find math easy. Numbers are easy.
I never liked math. My favorite math was geometry, and that's because it didn't deal with a lot of numbers. It mostly dealt with shapes.
My worst math is geometry.
Sorry for the loud semi-truck. We are driving home from therapy. It's crazy. Oh, Levi's holding the phone. No worries there. I'm driving.
Yeah, I'm holding the phone. Get both of us in the frame for really try.
Hey. So what's been going on, Marsh, with you?
Honestly, it's just been work, and you know, Kellen, what else are we doing, Kellen? Some exercises when Kellen gets off from school, going to the gym for a little bit.
Oh, I was going to say one more thing.
What?
Mr. Tim Strayhorn is myself for this year.
So, Mr., we have to give a shout out. The real exciting news that has happened is that the Dyersburg Lady Trojans have won the state championships.
Yeah.
Yay. Awesome.
And Kellen is
first time in program history.
Actually, that's the truth.
I'm very excited because that coach of Mr. Strayhorn is my sub when Christina is not there.
So coach spends some time with Kellen. So that's why Kellen just is really proud of his coach.
Well, he's my pal.
That's awesome. They came by the college the other day, and we had a little welcoming party for him. Clapped it up for him, took some pictures, and got to see the golden ball. So that was cool. I didn't want to hold it, though, because I thought I'd drop it.
Bro, I feel that.
Heard it's pretty heavy, though.
Has anyone had anything like really exciting happening?
I've just steadily been working. That's all I can say. I've trying to readjust,
decorate
the office. That's about the most exciting thing I've been doing recently.
So everyone's just smoothly going, huh?
Hey, sometimes no news is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
true.
That is true.
So true.
Well, we are just Dana and, you know, Drake and Levi. Thank you so much for just like taking the time to just chat with us today. And, you know, we get together once a year to do our little celebratory. Get together.
Hey, does anybody have like any big plans for CP Day?
Actually, no, ma'am. And that's why I was going to kind of cut this down and put the podcast out on Monday for March the 25th for CP awareness. But we don't have any big plans, do we, Helen?
I was going to say one more thing about Coach. So Coach Strayhorn is my paraprofessional when Miss Dina is not at school. Then he subs.
It's always nice to have plan B.
Tell March what we're planning on CP Day.
Oh, yeah. We're planning to go eat at a ramen shop with some of my friends.
There's a new ramen shop in Jackson, Tennessee, actually. I've heard it's all right. I might have to go try that.
We have never been to a ramen shop. I'm very excited.
Levi's been dying to go, so I told him that was the perfect day for us to go.
That sounds fun. I'm going to wear green to work.
Yes.
That's my plan.
I will wear green.
Sounds good.
It's great chatting with you guys. And tomorrow I'm going to Nashville.
So we're going to go.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
So let me explain why. If you don't mind, let me explain why. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get pants unfixed up so I can button easily because those from buttons I have on right now are too hard for me to button back.
Yeah, so this lady in Nashville, she works at the Fab Lab, and she's going to kind of help us with these magnetic buttons that will make Kellen buttoning and unbuttoning a little bit easier instead of like fooling with the button and the whole deal. So
that's so cool.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
Levi won't even wear pants with buttons. He can't stand them.
They're uncomfortable.
See, we
can. So let us know how the buttons work. That's cool. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely, so, guys.
So, I will come back with my daddy and my mama will stay overnight.
I'm doing a...
Okay.
He's just telling you all the business, Dana. We're having a physical therapy conference in Nashville, so I'm just going to stay to go to that, and then I'll be back home the next day.
And Bukas will stay with me.
Yep. Yeah.
That's perfect. That works out good then.
And Dana, what about you? What's happening with you?
Not too much. I'm just stay-at-home mom. Oh, we did turn one of our rooms into our house into a half therapy room and a half gymnastics room. So Levi and his sister are sharing space. So that's pretty exciting. We've got like a whole designated area now for working out. But other than that, just being a mama. Taking everybody where they gotta go, cooking food, cleaning house.
Hey, that's a big job, Dana. And I know Miss Lily is asleep, but let's just give a shout out to Lillian as well.
Yeah, she was adorable. Pretty excited. She wanted to be on the podcast so bad, but she couldn't hang. She fell asleep in her car seat.
Camera.
Yeah, she's out.
Oh, she's passed out.
Oh, hey. Somebody woke up.
Oh, she just moved.
Oh, I thought she woke up.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to say bye-bye, and then we'll get this together for you all just as a little something to celebrate Monday, okay?
Yes, wear green.
Yeah, green.
We'll wear green.
Bye, Drake Box.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I enjoy talking.
Always, Levi. Always.
Bye.
We're going to try our best as possible to do this for as long as we can, okay?
Yes, this is awesome.
The annual meetup continues.
Thank you. Oh, bye.
Bye,
guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening along in the podcast, and please leave a rate and review of this episode on your podcast player. Remember, we have our Resource Abilities Fair coming up on March the 28th, which is this coming Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Vocational Rehab on 1365 Morgan Road, Dyersburg, Tennessee. As always, remember, get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidoo signing off.